where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sales activity in the local real estate market saw a bit of a bounce back last month as 100 homes changed hands. That's up compared to January and December, when sales hovered around 70. Sarnia Lambton Association of Realtors President Jeremy Garrett says there were also just over 200 listings last month.
New listings were up again as well, but the sale-to-new listing ratio was up significantly, so it's sitting in just under 50%, which would put us right in the middle of a balanced market.
So far this year, homes have spent an average of 32 days on the market. The year-to-date median price is holding steady at $450,000. Full details are posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. The driver of a school bus that rolled over while carrying dozens of students south of Woodstock yesterday has been charged with careless driving causing bodily harm. Emergency crews were called to the single vehicle rollover on Dodge Line at Cuthbert Road in southwest Oxford just after 8 o'clock in the morning. 40 students were on board the bus at the time of the crash. One student, who was temporarily pinned underneath the bus, was airlifted to London Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Six others were treated for minor injuries. U.S. authorities continue to investigate a plane crash in Tennessee that killed five Canadians. On Monday, a single-engine plane crashed alongside a highway west of downtown Nashville, killing everyone on board, including three children. The National Transportation Safety Board says the flight originated in Ontario. Lambton County Council will set the 2024 budget when it meets this morning in Wyoming. The nearly $284 million budget includes $3 million to be added to the Affordable Housing Reserve Fund. Before any cuts, the proposed net tax increase is sitting at 5.5%. That represents an increase of $26 per $100,000 of residential assessment, not including municipal and education taxes. Today's meeting begins at 9 o'clock. And the deadline to fill out an online survey about food trucks in Sarnia is fast approaching. City staff are reviewing the business licensing bylaw for refreshment vehicles with a focus on where they should be allowed to operate. The survey was launched last month, and the city is asking that you fill one out by tomorrow. It can be found on the Speak Up Sarnia website. Cloudy skies for today. Chance of showers or drizzle with winds out of the north, a high of 8. Overcast skies are expected tonight with a low of 0. For tomorrow, mainly sunny, a high of 10, cloudy on Friday with a high of 9.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.